New York to give $15,600 to illegal aliens after Joe Biden's blue state bailout. By Wendell Hasebo on April 12, 2021. New York State will hand out up to $15,600 to illegal aliens after the federal government bailed out blue states with President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion spending plan in March. The $15,600 funds could be given to some 290,000 illegal aliens, totaling $2.1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits due to job loss during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The fund is a part of a $212 billion deal agreed upon Tuesday by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D. Specifically, illegal aliens could receive up to $15,600, the equivalent of $300 per week for the last year, if they can verify that they were state residents, ineligible for federal unemployment benefits and lost income as a result of the pandemic. The New York Times reported, adding that if illegals can prove at least their residency and identity, and provide some work documentation, they may be granted a lower amount of around $3,200. The initiative has not been well received by Republicans. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, said Monday he is introducing legislation to block any of the $1.9 trillion infrastructure-related money from going towards illegal immigrants. It's outrageous that while millions of American workers are still hurting, and in the midst of a border crisis created by President Biden, that we have states handing out taxpayer dollars to illegal immigrants, the Montana senator wrote. We should not be rewarding Biden's open border policies by creating incentives for people to cross our border illegally. That's why I'm introducing a bill to stop taxpayer dollars from going to any state that is providing payments to illegal immigrants. He also said before adding, Americans should always come first. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, also has joined Daines by suggesting, why are taxes high in New York? So the government can pay illegal immigrants up to $15,600. In New York, it pays to break the law. New York's plan comes after President Joe Biden sent $350 billion of American citizens' tax dollars to bail out blue states in March, when Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said of the money his state would receive. So many of the people affected by this bill are not liberals or Democrats. They may be Republicans, they may be independents, they may be conservatives. But they're Americans who want some help to get out of this morass. The $350 billion distribution is divvied with $95.3 billion going to states, while $169 billion was distributed based on a state's share of total unemployed workers. $130.2 billion has gone to local counties and cities, using a formula that aims funds to the neediest municipalities. In any event, the text of New York's spending legislation also says it will verify illegal aliens for proof of eligibility. The documents include letters from an employer, driver's licenses, state-issued identification cards, utility bills, birth certificates, bank statements, school transcripts, pay stubs, wage statements, wage notices, and W-2 or 1099 tax forms. Breitbart News's John Binder reported more than a million jobs have been lost in New York and an estimated 80,000 New York businesses may not make it to the end of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic.